regular meeting of the Catamount Wetlands and Water Courses Agency. Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2020. It is 7:03 p.m. Our members present tonight, Mr. Shepherd, Mr. Bear, Mr. Henry, Mr. Rosenfeld, and Mr. Corey are all here. Absent is Mr. Sinish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mr. Pori, Seach is a regular member for tonight's meeting in the absence of Mr. Sinish. Town staff, we have Emily Kyle, recording secretary, Renee Deltenry.
There you go.
Pretty close. Is anyone here to speak on something that is not going to be otherwise handled during the course of tonight's agenda? Public comment not related to an agenda item? No? All right, I will make a motion. We're going to move our agenda around a little bit because it didn't make any sense to do 650 Cherry Brook Road first, I don't think. Okay, we'll deal with the other issue and then circle back. Make sense? Okay. I will make a motion at this time under public hearings to handle item number 2, 160 Bear Corner Road and 25 High Ledge Road as new item number 1. Making, I'll handle the public hearing item for that first, then we should do regular meeting public hearing action on 160 Bear Corner Road second. And then go back to public hearing 650 Cherry Brook, and in public hearing 650, public hearing action 650 Cherry Brook. Everybody understand? Okay. That's the motion to amend the agenda as such. Is there a second?
A second.
Mr. Baer, any other discussion? None? All those in favor?
Aye.
5-0-0. On the amended agenda, under public hearings, item number 1, file 11-19-1184, 160 Bear Corner Road and 25 High Ledge Road. Assessors map 27, parcels 1160160 and 3080025, zone R3, proposed 16-lot residential open space subdivision. Howard Olson, Herbert Bossert, and Marjorie Bossert owners, Gervais Chauvin, and care of Family Home Builders, LLC applicant. Okay. And by way of some explanation to everybody who may not have come to a public hearing before, and especially one for our agency, we're the Wetlands Agency, which means we have a limited number of things that we can actually consider in our regulations and by statute. We can't consider things that are not wetlands related issues, okay? Once we actually have the floor open to the public for comment, everybody is would have an opportunity to speak, and that's perfectly fine. What I can't allow people to do is talk about things that aren't wetlands issues, things like lighting and traffic and whether it fits the character, you know, a particular project fits the character of the town or things like that. And the reason for that is not because they're not interesting, they're not relevant to what we do and the criteria for our decisions. Theoretically, what could happen is that this agency could make a decision on a wetlands question. If someone didn't like the outcome of that vote and decided to take this whole matter to Superior Court, if there is testimony or evidence presented in a public hearing on non-wetlands related issues, that would most certainly be brought up as part of, and reflect in the transcript and be submitted to a Superior Court judge to show that we based our decision on something we shouldn't have. It's the surest way to make sure that the town winds up in lawsuits. So ultimately, when we get to that place, if I need to divert someone's comments away from things that we can't hear, it is what it is, and it's being done for a procedural and legal purpose. On the same note, or a similar note, there's going to be a public hearing at Planning and Zoning, correct?
Correct.
At which time, anybody who has things to talk about that are planning and zoning matters, that might be traffic and lighting and viewscapes and all kinds of other issues that aren't relevant here and we can't hear, that's the venue and the agency that can hear those things. So your concerns would be heard. I just have to make sure that it's not contaminating, if you will, our process. Okay? All right. So, Emily. Mm-hmm. Actually, let me just go back and make sure people know.
Brief history.
Yeah, brief history.
Yeah, that's fine.
As to what's happened in this.
Sure.
And we had a site walk. We had a initial filing of this application in
November.
November.
Yeah, I can kind of go through the whole thing.
It was too late. Wasn't it too late before the meeting for it to be? For us to seriously consider anything?
No. We received this application for the subdivision, as it pertains to the wetlands, November 4th of last year. At that time, we meet the second Thursday of every month, so we met the Thursday following that, whatever date that was. And at that meeting, we received the application, and we scheduled a site walk, which was on November 22nd.
Right.
That site walk was held. It was pretty brief because it only pertains to the wetlands area, as we mentioned. The wetlands area on this plan being quite small. From there, we met for our regularly scheduled meeting in December. And at that meeting, it was determined upon reviewing the plans and a full presentation, etc., that this was a significant impact activity to the wetlands. The Wetlands Agency is the entity that makes that determination. And a public hearing was scheduled, set to open today. Since then, after our last meeting in December, the applicant went back with his surveyor and engineer and determined, based on our comments last month, that they wanted to make some revisions. It's also important to know that both the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Wetlands Agency here requested additional technical review for these plans, and associated fees were required for that review, which the applicant has paid. So at this time, the status of this application is that the applicant is still revising said plans, and the engineering company that is being paid to review on top of this, Tie and Bond, they haven't received the plans yet because they're not done. So at this point, we have no new material to review, and because of that, we recommend as staff, and the Planning and Zoning is going to do the same, to open the public hearing and immediately continue it because we have nothing to base this discussion on yet because we don't have any new plans. The plans we saw back in December are no longer valid.
They're going to be significantly revised enough so that it's not worthwhile to spend the time to review plans that these are not, you know, necessarily slight alterations.
No, we understand that it's going to be a, I don't know whether it's significant or not, I have nothing yet, but it's going to be a big enough change that we have nothing to discuss right now. And as of today, nor does Planning and Zoning. Their meeting's not for until the 15th, I want to say, but the same goes for them at this point. So that's our advice as of this point. Obviously, we can still open the public hearing statutorily. There's no issue with the time clock. We have plenty of time. So that's a non-issue, but at this point, we really need to.
Revisions just based on feedback from us or from
the feedback from us and the staff report that I gave them last month with the comments at the end.
So it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to consider and waste everybody's time commenting on plans that, quite honestly, are going to change right out from underneath the comments.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that doesn't seem to be beneficial to anybody.
Yeah.
So I hate to tell you this, but you're welcome to come back to any other to our next meeting. I anticipate we're going to have something useful to do. You're going to hear a similar speech as to what I gave regarding keeping comments relevant to what we can consider at Wetlands, and you'll hear that at the beginning of every public hearing because it's important. On the other hand, I don't have plans that are worth at this point that are solid enough to review. So when do we anticipate getting plans?
At least
10 days before
10 days before
meeting?
Our next meeting.
Okay.
We, if not, it will have to get pushed and we'll be looking at extensions.
Right.
But I don't anticipate the applicant waiting quite that long.
Let me make sure they know also.
Sure.
Once we open a public hearing,
mm-hmm.
we have 65 days
mm-hmm.
to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the applicant asks us.
Grants us, actually. Yeah.
Don't they ask us and we grant them an extension?
They grant it and we accept it.
Oh, okay.
It's complicated. Yeah.
So this, by starting today, it does keep sort of our foot on the gas pedal, this moving forward. If the applicant isn't prepared within a meeting or two to have this move forward, they can bring it when they're ready. But the reason why I wanted the timeline to be clearer is so that if people want to know what
mm-hmm.
the actual plan actually looks like,
yeah.
they will know when it should be filed in the land use office so they can go
absolutely.
And take a look.
At any time, all these files are public. Any of you can come in and take a look at them. And certainly if you, we're all on the town website. I'm Emily Kyle. I'm the assistant town planner. And if you contact me beforehand and just want to check in before you waste your time driving to us to see if the plans are in, please send me an email or give me a call and I'll let you know. But certainly that's what we're waiting for as well. We have
right.
nothing to review right now.
Right.
So.
Is the developer going to be required to notify us again
no.
as he did this time of the changes?
No, because the statutory requirement is for him to notify abutters of a public hearing. So now the public hearing is opened. Next month is not a new public hearing. It's the same public hearing. So if you ever need updates, check in with staff, and we will let you know just to make sure if anything's changed, etc.
Emily, could I have your email?
Yes. I will. What's the easiest way to do this for everyone? I will write it down and put it at the end of the table if you guys want to make a note of it, take a picture of it with your phone, whatever, and that way you all have it. I think that's the easiest way. Hopefully that's okay.
Did those meetings occur at any point, or are they set on your schedule?
We are going to make a motion shortly to open the public hearing and continue it to our next regular meeting, which is the second Thursday of February. So you'll know tonight what the date is.
February 13th.
Okay. Yes.
So we all know a decision has to be made here before planning to make any decision.
That actually, you know that, but I'm not sure necessarily everyone else does. The answer is the question about we're the first stop in the wetlands, in the land use process. So nothing goes to planning and zoning until we do what we have to do here. Okay?
And if we run up against the time limit and you've got 100 people here that want to speak and sign up and it comes late at night, is the public hearing going to be continued open to let everyone speak, or are you going to shut it down at a certain time?
Let's put it this way. I'm a big advocate of open meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been to some of these meetings before. Okay. I think you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
I would.
To the point of we'd rather spend extra time to make sure everybody can be heard.
Right.
So.
That
now,
it ends up being a reason that you didn't let someone speak.
That is,
right.
I think you'd agree that is not consistent with the way
right.
I or we run meetings. And my job is to run a fair meeting
right.
for everybody. Now, it's also my job to make sure that we stay on topic.
Right.
So, to the degree that we do that,
right.
we will have, there should be plenty of time for people to speak if they wish to. And obviously, I'll make another observation. Repeating the same observations, time after time after time, if you're the 20th person speaking and the 20th person say exactly the same thing, we got it.
Redone.
Exactly. Been there, heard it, understood, written down, and we just move on. So,
and know what you want to say before you get here.
Which is exactly why if people want to see these plans before they come in and take their notes as to things that give them concerns or whatever, do your homework so that and you'll see the plans. They're not hidden. They're filed at the land use office. Okay?
So if your meeting isn't until February, the P&Z meeting on the 15th of January will not be...
We anticipate them to do the same thing we're doing right now. That is the prediction.
It's not going to come up at P&Z until after you're finished. Is that correct?
That
is correct. It will not be substantively dealt with at planning and zoning.
Okay.
Okay?
So when you have the final changes and everything, would we get a copy of something like this in the mail?
No, it
will not be mailed to you.
No.
It is available in the land use office. Anybody can go, including Thursday. Thursday's your late night, right?
Wednesdays, we're open until 6:45 p.m. We can make copies for anyone that comes in, too. So it's not like you just have to look at them and remember everything you see. We're happy to make copies for anyone. He won't be mailing them out again because it's the same public hearing.
Is there a cost for that?
There is, yeah. 8.5 by 11s are 50 cents a page. The big, big sheets are $5 a piece. You could take pictures for free, though. That's true. The meeting packet's online, too. I'm sorry to cut you off, Dave.
Okay.
How early are they usually posted?
A week in advance.
A week in advance. You can take a look online on our town website. Contact me if you need a direct link. The emails are right there, like I mentioned, and we can just send you there so you don't have to bother spending money.
Documents need to be filed 10 days before the wetlands meeting, which means since our wetlands meetings are on Thursday, there are two Wednesdays. Late days open at town hall so you can get in and look at the plans that should have been filed by that point. Okay?
To the gentleman's point, if we want to email in our comments, is that a way to get them before the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rather than sitting and taking up meeting time, right?
They would be read into the record, and what I will do is read each one of them. Please identify who you are and your address so that we know that you're actually a town resident and not somebody, from Avon with an opinion, for instance. I will read them. There won't be questions asked of you, obviously, and we'll take them for what we get. Absolutely.
Do those get disseminated amongst the agencies, or is it specifically the...
Filings would come to this agency. We do not take our agency packet and turn it over to planning and zoning.
But it's public, so certainly they can refer to it at any time.
But if we have concerns, we should also address them to planning and zoning.
If you have concerns about lighting, traffic, anything else that's non-wetlands, absolutely contact Neil Pade or Renee here for that file, and that will get submitted there. This is really only for wetlands, and that's it.
Yes. And with that in mind, there should be a copy of the wetlands regulations also at the land use office. If you're not sure what we do, or what factors we can consider, or what factors I'm going to have to cut you off, prevent you from talking about. Look at the wetlands regulations that are on file in town hall, and they're not a hard read, and they're not long. So you can review them in 10 minutes and have a pretty good flavor for the things that we're going to be able to let you, that I'm going to be able to let you talk about. Okay? And my obligation is to run a fair meeting and get information out so everybody gets heard, and that's what I intend to do. So I encourage everybody to come on back. Keep an eye on an agenda would be posted 10 days prior to the next meeting.
Yeah.
And if the applicant was not ready by that point, we would probably pick it up. Well, we have to deal with it on the agenda because it's going to be continued.
Yeah, we do typically post agendas a week before, just to give us a little time to compile everything. But we should certainly know 10 days before. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, too, because Ty and Bond has to review this. So that's another layer of time.
Yes.
So those plans we are hoping are in much sooner than that.
Understood.
Did they give you a time frame for that review?
They'll start as soon as they receive the plans. And
I mean, how long it would take them once they receive them?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Just by the way, thank you for keeping this to the procedural and informational kind of information, because we're not talking about anything about the application, just so everybody understands the procedure. Is there anything else we need to deal with?
Just
other
make
than
the motion.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Anything from us before we set this aside for the evening? No? I'll make a motion that we continue this public hearing on file 11-19-1184, 160 Fair Corner Road and 25 Highlands Road. Is it substantive regarding the application or procedural regarding
the wetlands? I was just wondering, is any of it going to be mitigated?
the, we're not talking about any part of the substantive application, because I have no idea what the what they're actually going to bring as a revised application. Okay? We will issue any substantive issue about wetlands will be dealt with once the applicant comes in, makes their presentation. There will be, there's usually an easel or a series of easels with the various plans, and people can ask questions about plans. You're going to be actually talking to me, not the applicant. And the applicant speaks to me, or to us, not directly to the public. He keeps things organized and moving.
So does the town of Canton require mitigation for any disturbance?
I cannot discuss any part of an application that has not been presented. We will deal with that once the, and you can read, feel free to read the wetlands regulations, okay, as I indicated. It'll inform you entirely as to what our process has to look like. And other than that, I got to put this over till the next meeting, okay? And rather than everybody step out, give me 15 seconds, get through the motion before, because we need it to be recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So the motion is to continue the public hearing on file 11-19-1184 160 Bear Corner Road and 25 High Ledge Road to the next regular meeting of the Canton Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Agency. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Bear, any other discussion on the matter? Seeing none, all those in favor? 500. I would say we'll recess for
5 minutes.
Yeah, for 2 minutes, if people want to leave, you're welcome to, just rather than having, you know, mulling on the audio. Okay?